You're listening to Extra Credit, a weekly podcast from the National Association of Credit Management, where you can expect to hear from different credit professionals each Friday. We'll help you stay informed about the latest in the B2B credit world. My name is Anna Caroline Caruso, an editorial associate here at NACM. Now let's dive into this week's top stories. First, we're taking a look at how inflation and supply disruptions lead to higher credit limits. According to a recent e-news poll, 71% of credit professionals are extending more credit than usual, with most extending that additional credit to existing customers. Barry Rose is a credit manager with Diamond Plastics Corporation. He says price increases are the main reason his customers are requesting higher limits.
Our experience has been that over the last couple of years, the PVC pipe market started having a lot of price increases for our inputs. The block price today, it's easily three times what it was back then. And so what that does is it blows everyone's credit limit out of the water, because even if they're buying the same amount of pipe, we're talking about three times the dollars. So we've had to start a project of looking at everyone's credit limit and determining what would be a realistic credit limit in this particular economy.
But Rose says inflation alone is not enough for a credit professional to blindly raise credit limits.
The credit limit is based on the qualifications of the customer, not on how much their product is.
That's why the financial health of a customer should still be the leading factor when adjusting credit exposure.
Any credit limit desired by a customer over $250,000 requires financial statements. So I'm requesting financial statements a lot more than I have in the past. And some cases I'm successful, in some cases I'm not. It puts a little bit more of a burden on the credit department to get more and more information to back their decisions.
Check out the most recent e-news for the full story. The NACM Credit Managers Index remained somewhat stable in April, as the combined score rose 0.2 points to a reading of 59.1, despite all of the uncertainty surrounding the economy today. However, as NACM economist Amy Cruz Cutts says, that stability could deteriorate if inflation and supply disruptions persist.
So in terms of economic conditions as indicated by the CMI and their respondents, we're not yet seeing any signs of slowing. Overall, the CMI has been fairly stable. The numbers are a little bit lower than they were this time last year. This is on a seasonally adjusted basis. But what, you know, is important is we keep seeing strength in the favorable factors. So sales and dollar collections seem to be holding up quite well. But where we're seeing a little more stress is in the unfavorable factors, in particular disputes and the dollar amount of customer deductions, which is in response to all of these kinds of supply constraint problems.
She says credit professionals should stay vigilant because the CMI could be an indicator for if and when a recession may hit.
You know, the Fed's raise of interest rates, 50 basis points this week, it doesn't affect a lot of things right away, but it's a blunt instrument. So when the Fed raises rates, it can take months for the impact to be felt. But when it's felt, it's pretty devastating. So to come up so fast, so quickly, I think, you know, we could be looking at a midsummer impact of these rate increases. We'll see in the next couple of CMI reports, you know, whether that's filtering through to businesses.
You can find the full April CMI report on our website at nacm.org. Make sure to sign up for monthly notifications if you would like to participate. Also happening this week, the responsibilities of the credit department seem to grow exponentially every day, stretching far beyond traditional collections and risk management tasks. Narcy Munoz is the Director of Customer Financial Services at Carlisle Construction Materials. He says credit professionals are equipped with a diverse set of skills that allow them to tackle different tasks.
I believe that one thing that you'll find in common with credit professionals are people that really deeply care. Highly capable individuals. The credit professionals are very gifted. You kind of come with that software or your wire to be able to connect dots. Connecting dots sometimes is not apparent to many other professionals.
He says the credit department is constantly tapped to help with cross-functional team projects and other non-traditional credit roles, such as vendor vetting, cash forecasting, or contract negotiations. So don't be afraid to reach out for recognition. You can read more about all the ways the credit department adds value in the February issue of Business Credit Magazine. That's all for this week's episode of Extra Credit. We'll be back next Friday, but until then, be sure to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn and sign up for weekly e-news and blog notifications. In the meantime, you also can register for any of next week's webinars. Bankruptcy After Lunch on Monday, Trade Credit in Mexico, Securing Trade Credit Part 2 on Tuesday, New Mexico, Preliminary Notices and Mechanics Liens, When, Who, and Why on Wednesday, and Doing Business in Germany on Thursday.